Fierce Renegade X, back at with another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. I, your humble host, Renegade X, will talk about certain topics and give my opinion about said topic to give you a different point of view and to look at things differently. For this episode, I will be talking about these New Age black women that were twerking at the Ghana's historical slave trading post. So this is what we're doing now. Twerking at historical places where our ancestors endured atrocities and to pass it off as a tribute. I'm going to read the article. Then I'ma give my opinion about this, and I will also leave a link to this article in the description. And this article is by News One. For the ancestors, video shows black American women twerking at Ghana's historical slave trading post. The footage recorded at Cape Coast Castle has sparked a social media backlash, but is it deserved? Short answer, yes it is. A video showing several women happily twerking at a location in Africa where slaves were once held in squalid dungeons before being shipped off into slavery in the US and elsewhere is getting some negative attention on social media. The footage from Cape Coast Castle in Ghana, apparently recorded on Juneteenth, they did this on Juneteenth, y'all, was reposted elsewhere on social media with disproportionate number of responses claiming that twerking at such a location is disrespectful, but the person whose social media account first posted the footage is pushing back on that notion. The Instagram account for Car Paris Dior, which touts Memphis in Atlanta, of course is Atlanta, in its bio and identifies itself in part as being operated by the CEO of a website that sells lingerie, has multiple posts documenting a recent, possibly ongoing trip to Africa, apparently as part of a birthday celebration for a black American woman. Most of the posts from the trip show Kay Paris Dior along with her apparent friends and family enjoying themselves during festivities in the West African country. One post in particular was filmed at the Cape Coast Castle and showed multiple photos and videos from the historical location. The post stands in stark contrast to the other celebratory posts from the trip with multiple slides showing a woman looking somber, as well as video footage of one of the dungeons where slaves were kept. The sixth slide, however, takes quite the turn with four women bending over to do the provocative twerk dance that has been embraced by younger generations. So, today I got to experience the slave castle in Cape Coast. It's wild, seeing how they did our ancestors, treated them worse than animals, the post caption said. It's sad, but of course we had to twerk for our ancestors, cause, period. Happy Juneteenth from the motherland. I think everyone should go at least once in a lifetime. Backlash on social media was swift, with the influential Don Salmon Twitter account tweeting in part that shaking your booty is disrespectful, and Black American sisters is disrespectful to the millions of our ancestors who were shipped into slavery. The Instagram account for Kai Perez de Oro obviously caught wind of the backlash. It responded in its IG stories with a few choice messages for critics. How many 27-year-olds y'all know travel 17 plus hours to a third world country and experiencing their culture, giving away money to the kids and people in villages with no electricity and running water? One of the RG story installments said, "We gave away more money than we spent, gave away clothes overly tipped, but want to take a 7-second clip and make a huge deal out of it. Talk about the bigger picture. The bigger picture is that you New Age Black women were twerking at a historical gravesite, disrespecting the ancestors. That is the bigger picture." Still on the defensive, the RG stories continued by asking if the women should have done a different dance instead. If we was doing them African dances, would that make y'all feel better? If we was doing the chicken head or the heel toe, would that make y'all feel better? A quick Google search found other videos from years past claiming twerking began in Ghana. While those claims are unfounded, the origin of twerking certainly has its roots in Africa. Scholarly research shows, according to the Western perspective, twerking is a highly sexualized and provocative gyration of the hips and buttocks. It is even added to Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, which defines it as a sexually suggestive dance, characterized by rapid, repeated hip thrust and shaking of the buttocks, especially while squatting. According to the blog post on Penn State University website, but twerking isn't new in many West African cultures. It was an expression of joy and celebration performed at family gatherings and weddings. So I'm going to say this about twerking. In this country, the United States of America, it has gotten out of hand, and it is seen everywhere in Black culture. Like, for these New Age Black women, twerking is a must. They have to do it no matter what. And to answer the question, what is a New Age woman? Basically a non-traditional woman. A woman that is not feminine, is wilding out, all the other dysfunctional stuff. That is a New Age woman. I'ma say this, and it's going to be those that are going to disagree and dislike what I say. Twerking needs to be private. Twerking needs to stay in strip clubs, P0**. Or if that woman has a boyfriend or husband, she needs to twerk for him in private. Twerking should not be allowed in weddings, graduations, and definitely not at no restaurant. And before I continue, for the people that's gonna say, "Oh, you read the article, it said twerking is acceptable, it's good in Africa. Why can't we twerk down here? Why can't we twerk in weddings and family gatherings and etc.?" Let me ask you this. Are we in Africa right now? Do you hear the circle of life playing? Do you see Pride Rock in the distance? Do you see a bunch of animals gathered around to watch a man drill hold up a male lion cub in the sky, make him the next king? No. But back to what I was going to say. I remember there was a black restaurant owner that scolded a bunch of new age black women that were twerking in his restaurant. The reason the new age black women started twerking is because the DJ played Megan Thee Stallion Body. So, of course, after that happened, the dysfunctional defenders showed up to defend the dysfunction, of course. Now, this was one of the replies from someone on, I think, Twitter or whatever. How you mad at women twerking in your restaurant while the DJ is playing Body by Megan Thee Stallion in full blast in your establishment? Well, number one, they should not have played that type of music anywhere in a restaurant like that. Number two, just because the DJ played the song does not mean your first instinct should be to twerk. Forgot to mention this earlier, but there were customers that had issue of these new age black women in the restaurant twerking. They told the staff tried to deal with it, but those twerking new age black women refused to listen. So they had to get the owner of the restaurant to scold them. He told them, y'all would not do that in a white establishment, and he's right, because if they tried to do that in a white establishment, they will put the kibosh on that real quick, no questions asked. And for the individuals that's probably gonna say, so why can't we just let them talk? They ain't no issues with that. That's messed up. They treating them women like that. Well, I'ma say this. I do not want to go to a restaurant and then hear Megan Thee Stallion playing, and then a random new age black woman decides to stand on the table where I'm eating my food at and starts twerking in front of me. I do not want no doo-doo flung on my food and other germs put in front of my food, with the possibility of me getting sick. And plus, you gotta respect that man's business too. All that hard work he's doing for his restaurant to stay up, to have it to where black folks can just, you know, have a good time, enjoy themselves, not come to rowdy behavior, dysfunctional behavior, hooligan behavior. Now that I look back at that story, I thought to myself, wow, it's just gonna get worse from here. And now looking at this current incident, yeah, it definitely got worse. But this is what happens when you let years and years of dysfunction pile up. Our ancestors really died for us to have the rights and freedoms we have now, just for a large majority of us to basically act a fool and become the negative stereotypes we were trying to avoid. Look at the BET Awards from this year. All the debauchery and dysfunction going on there. BET is supposed to be black educational television, but what was displayed this year? That's our representation. A bunch of uncivilized hooligans. India already called this stuff out recently that happened in the BET Awards. But, of course, when you try to call out dysfunction, here come the dysfunctional defenders. Our ancestors are really rolling in their graves right now. And I'ma be honest, if this dysfunction keeps up, the future generations are screwed. That's all I gotta say about this dysfunction. Thank you for listening, and I will see y'all next time.